Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer again. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. Just greet you all in the name of Jesus this morning. Again, as we approach the challenge again this morning on humility, which I find this week to be a challenge. There's some quotes here that I've been developing this week as we study this challenge of true humility in our lives. Challenge number one, the longer I live, the more I study this subject of humility, the more I realize that a proud person does not stand a chance in this life, nor the life to come. Challenge number two, as time goes on, we realize more and more that pride will put distance between us and our Heavenly Father, while at the same time, He will draw nigh to those who are brokenhearted. Challenge number three, the more we recognize the need of humility because of the pride in our lives, the more we are able to cover for our weaker brother, a struggling leader, our forefathers, and our nation, as we in brokenness come before our Father in heaven and live our lives in true humility. Challenge number four, better is it to deal with a person that is proud and is proud of it than to deal with someone who walks in voluntary humility. Challenge number five, in relationships, whether with God or with people, true humility draws hearts while pride drives them away. Yes, I do feel this is a challenging week, but we can praise the Lord for it. It's a large subject in the scriptures, and it seems to be a dear subject to our Heavenly Father. There's something about humility and brokenness that even draws our Heavenly Father to it. We should not be surprised that it also draws people. It just seems, and I think we can all relate to this, that someone that is walking in true humility is a very pleasant person to walk with. Here's a couple sections of scripture that I'd like to share here this morning in closing. But he giveth more. Actually, I should back up a little bit. This is in James 4:6-10. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In Luke 18:10-14, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but to smote, upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. As the week goes on, the more I look at it, the more I think about, ask, and ye shall be, and ye shall receive. Another place he says, ye have not, because ye ask not. So, if we truly desire true humility in our lives, let us come to the source of true humility and ask. May you all have a great day in the Lord.